It is Friday in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Andre Holgate. Thank you for joining us this evening on the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. Well, now that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie reached an agreement with Amazon that will see the state collecting sales taxes on online purchases beginning in July of 2013, is that soon going to be the case in Michigan also? It certainly will be if the Michigan Retailers Association have their way. I'm joined by Tom Scott, Senior Vice President at the MRA, to find out about the organization's effort for Michigan to follow suit. Tom, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's a hot issue, and I'm glad you're paying attention to it.
Well, tell me, why target Amazon? It seems to be just a small part of the online shopping that's done by Michigan residents.
Well, Amazon is the largest. They're not the only, but they are the largest of the out-of-state online retailers. And they're also, we think, very vulnerable because we think that under their current situation, they should be collecting sales tax right now and should have since about 2007.
Now, you know, Amazon has $23 billion in annual sales. Do you know how much of that is occurring here in Michigan and how much of a tax bill they might owe the state?
We don't know for sure, but it would be in the millions. The Michigan Department of Treasury estimates that the total loss in revenue to the state is $242 million a year. And again, Amazon is the largest of the out-of-state online retailers. So it's bound to be in the millions.
What does that mean, then, to Michigan consumers that are shopping on Amazon? Would they then have to begin to pay sales tax on top of the shipping costs they pay?
Well, what would happen is Amazon would collect it for them. You know, there's certainly a perception that this is some new tax, and it's not. Right now, the consumer, when he or she buys something online from an out-of-state retailer who doesn't collect, under the law, under the current law, that consumer is still obligated to pay that tax, and they're supposed to pay it when they pay their regular income tax on April 15th.
Really, the burden is on the consumer rather than on the seller?
Yes, in that case, when it's not collected. So, and of course, you know, most people aren't aware of that, or even though it's printed right on the tax form, it's, you know, awfully convenient to kind of skip over it and pretend you're not aware of it.
It's not
a new tax because that obligation is there, and Amazon would actually be doing a service to its customers by collecting it and remitting it to the state.
Well, so there are millions of criminals running around Michigan. They're not even aware of it, huh?
Criminal sounds a little harsh, but it is the obligation of the consumer to pay the tax.
I'm talking to Tom Scott. He's the Senior Vice President at the Michigan Retailers Association. So, Tom, you sent Andy Dillon a letter asking him to take steps to pursue this. Have you talked to Mr. Dillon, or what is your sense of how the Snyder administration is responding to your efforts?
We've had conversations with members of the administration. We've not had a direct conversation with the treasurer. Under the law, our reading of the law, and most people's reading, is that what the law says is an out-of-state retailer has to collect the tax when it has a physical presence in that state. So how do you have a physical presence? Well, the obvious way, or you know, the most common way, is to have a store. Well, Amazon doesn't have a store, but it does have a business, a wholly owned subsidiary called Brilliance Audio, which makes audiobooks for it, and that's located in Grand Haven. Our reading of the law, and I think most a reasonable person's reading of the law, is that that establishes the physical presence or nexus that's required for Amazon to be collecting.
No, I know.
And then, and then on top of that, the Treasury actually issued an administrative bulletin in 1999 saying that a wholly owned subsidiary does establish nexus. So for the Treasurer spokesman to be telling reporters the past couple of days that they believe Brilliance Audio is a separate company just it really stumps us.
Well, tell me, why do you think it is that the Snyder administration is not pursuing this effort to put a sales tax on online retailers?
Well, I don't know. They'd have to speak for themselves. Now, the governor has come out in favor of a federal solution, which, of course, is the best solution of all, is if Congress would act. But, you know, we know how fast Congress acts, and Congress hasn't done anything on this issue in 30 or 40 years. And although they're making some moves in that direction, you know, on some major issues, Congress is pathetic. So I don't think we can really look to them for a solution. The best way is for the state legislature to pass the Michigan Main Street Fairness Act, which has been out there since last year. And as Michigan and more of these states adopt these types of laws, mm-hmm. that's going to put more pressure on Congress to enact federal legislation.
Now, obviously, you represent retailers here in Michigan. Is there a lobbying force in Lansing that represents companies like Amazon and other online retailers?
I believe Amazon does have a lobbyist.
It appears that they're quite effective, then.
Well, we're hopeful we're going to get it. We're confident we're going to get the legislation passed. But in politics, you know, it's sometimes just about timing, we'll have to see how that goes. In the meantime, we're making the case. Thousands of our members, small retailers, who are faced with this inequity every day, this unfairness. They've been making their cases to their local legislators, and it really is all about fairness. This is about jobs, because state policy is giving an advantage, a 6% advantage, to companies that are not even in Michigan, that don't pay taxes in Michigan, that don't invest in Michigan, that don't provide any jobs in Michigan. And you know, frankly, our Michigan-based companies, again, they can't believe it either, because that's just unfair competition.
Tell me, though, do you think that by requiring this tax on online purchases will really dramatically shift the dynamic we're now seeing of so many Michigan residents buying things online, which, of course, includes the luxury of having an item delivered right to your door?
Well, it's not about brick-and-mortar versus online, because there are many Michigan companies that are online. Most brick-and-mortar retailers also have an online component. This issue is really about fairness between Michigan-based businesses and out-of-state businesses that are not required to collect the Michigan sales tax. That gives them a state-sanctioned 6% price advantage over our Michigan-based businesses. And that is just unfair, and it costs the state jobs. It hurts Michigan's economy.
Now, if your effort with Amazon succeeds, doesn't that leave tens of thousands of more retailers to pursue? And do you think without a federal law in place, that'll be the approach to pinpoint different online retailers for this kind of a sales tax?
Well, you know, we have to take it step by step. And if we can get Treasury to start collecting against Amazon, that's one more giant step forward. Passage of the Michigan Main Street Fairness Act by the Michigan legislature, that will bring some more major online retailers into the fold. And then as Michigan goes and some other states go, eventually that's going to lead to the congressional solution that Governor Snyder and others want to see.
Do you think it's understandable, though, that consumers don't want anything to do with this effort of yours?
Well, I don't think that's true. I think if you ask consumers, do they want to see their local businesses lose personnel, lose money, maybe go out of business? Ask them that, and I think you'll get an answer that no, they want to support their local businesses.
One more thing. Can you give me a sense of how much business the Michigan Retailers Association believes is being lost to out-of-state retailers because of this issue in particular?
Well, like I say, Treasury estimates the total loss in sales tax revenue from out-of-state businesses not collecting is $242 million a year. And so that's $242 million. That's 6% of how much business is being lost. So I haven't done the math, but if you do the quick math, it's going to be in the billions.
Well, it's certainly an issue that is a key one for Michigan retailers. Tom Scott, Senior Vice President at the Michigan Retailers Association. Tom, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Michael, thanks again. That was a good discussion. Glad you're paying attention to it.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.